Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ash and JP, they're the hosts, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales. The Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome to the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. We did miss last week. We apologise straight away.
Yeah, apologies for that.
Well, it's me. I'm still a little bit under the weather, but I was too under the weather last week. And everything was just, ended up being a long day because we had to go to midwife. And that was late. Too hot in there. Fucking. Then by the time you'd finished work and got your hair cut, living the privileged life, it was just too late. And we just fucking... We was both feeling fucking too shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to bed and Ashley had a wank. We've upgraded our sound equipment. If any of yous are wondering what that was, we've got the highest of the tech.
Yeah.
Baby toys.
No no prices spared, yeah. All the best. Yeah. As you can hear.
Is that the one that your brother got for us?
No, this is this is just my daughter's toy for I think a Christmas or birthday. No, this is what my sister got her. I know he got something similar, didn't he, with the pads. He had like the pad drum set, so it's on the floor.
Right.
But yeah, so
little toy drum set that does all the sound effects.
Yeah, no need of what was the chord again? That was little
just a soundboard, weren't
it? Yeah, but what was that thing Kanye West used to have? And everyone was full bore, everyone used them. Oh, what was that called again?
It was a beat something, weren't it?
You know what I'm on about, though, ain't it? Like,
The listeners know what we're on about as well. Obviously, all the preppers.
Yeah.
So many people have just already switched on. Yeah.
Now they love it, mate.
Well, I'm from one great piece of technology to another. The astronauts have landed.
Yes, I did see this on the TikTok.
Well, I think everyone's seen it on the TikTok.
But one of them meant to be up there for like a week, 2 weeks, something like that, but end up spending like...
Yeah, I think it was meant to have been... I'll tell you exactly if it does say it on this fucking little article that I have got up.
The thing I've seen is that they wouldn't get paid for the extra days that they've done in space.
Yeah,
which
so they
is
won't
kind
get
of
overtime. Yeah, but to be fair, if you've spent 9 months in space, what do you need the overtime money for anyway?
Well, you know, it'd be nice to have a bit extra money.
Yeah, but you haven't spent money while you've been in space anyway. So
you've been working, and you haven't been chilling.
Have they really worked?
Yeah, they've been to the spacewalks, mate. Yeah.
Not really, though. It's
no, I get it.
It's just living the dream, ain't it?
Well, I mean, I get it to an extent, but, you know, it'd be nice just to, you know, it's some extra money. Don't worry about it.
But could you imagine what the overtime would be because they've already gone past the 12 hours. So
yeah, but I
double time kicked in.
So I know, I think their salary is something like 150,000 a year, but it'd be nice just to, you know, it's an extra $5,000, $10,000 going on with that.
Well, they're going to get a lot of interviews and everything, so they'll be earning money off of that then, won't they? It's a good job more phones on silent because there is a spam caller from Manchester, I believe that is, 0161. Sure, that's Manchester.
I would love you to say we'll answer him, we'll do it live on the pod. But
now, I've got a feeling I know who it is because it was one of these baby things that I signed up to. That I keep getting, I think it's D2M or D2SM, something like that. It's a marketing company, and they keep trying to sell me free subscriptions to Tails, which is a dog food company.
Okay.
Literally the one day I had like 20 missed calls off them, but because it's coming up as detected spam, it won't ring. It's not until I went on to like call someone out that I'd seen all these missed calls and blocked missed calls. And then I rang one and they were like, ringing, like with Tails. I was like, you ain't, because the answering machine just says D2, whatever. Yeah. And that's when she says it's marketing company. So because I says, yeah, I want free dog food, they keep ringing even more now. But they keep ringing at the wrong time.
Well, still, 20 missed calls is a bit excessive, isn't it?
It was something stupid like that on the one day. But yeah, back to NASA. So Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, ended up being out for 9 months.
9 months.
Now, I've not seen the actual footage on TV. All I've seen is the TikTok media outlet, as most people would have done. And it does look a lot like an AI-generated video.
No, mate, don't be a conspiracy story. Like, literally, these things happened. They went to space. They've come down. End off. It's not fake. It happened.
Now, have you seen any of the pictures or anything like
that? Yeah, mate.
From when they were up there to when they've landed?
No, because I wasn't that fully invested. But
so, the one of them was how they took Christmas stuff with them, even though they should have been back before Christmas.
Yeah.
There was a news reporter that went there, interviewed them, and came back. So the question is, how did he get there and come back safely? I can see that confusion.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got there. I didn't think he actually went there. But when you see, when you see the video, he's in the middle of the two of them while Sonny's hair's all sticking up. Bruce is basically bald, so nothing was sticking up on him. I mean, I couldn't see the bottom half, but yeah. And then the news reporter's there and he's like, allegedly floating as well, and his hair's sticking up a little bit too.
Well, maybe he was just meant to go up and down on the same day. Why was they up there for so long? Why couldn't they have just come back down? What was the issue? Because
their return was facilitated by SpaceX extended stay due to technical issues with their original spacecraft. That's just on the brief news report that I'm looking at.
That must be scary, though, and you know, in that, like, obviously, there's a technical issue. So you don't know how long you're going to be up there for, but, you know, until it's resolved, you ain't going back.
Yeah, I mean, we probably should have done more prep into it. And I say we, I mean me, because I'm the one that brought it up.
No, mate, you've done enough, don't. Nah, mate, honestly.
It's been a long week.
You're a good host, mate.
I do try, mate.
To James.
I do try. Oh, James. But yeah, 9 months in space. With several of the images and videos that came from them, she's got long grey roots. Yeah. And she's pale.
Yeah.
And then when she's landed, the roots are done and she's got a tan.
Well, I'm going to put it to you, yeah. Right. No, this is, she knew there's going to be loads of cameras. She didn't want to grow her hairs. So she's done her hair before she come back.
No, but why would you take hair dye?
But why wouldn't you? Because you think about it, though. No, if there was the case, every woman that would come down from space would have grey hairs over a certain age. Yeah. And I can't remember any having, you know, like 3-6 months worth of roots. They must do something. It might not be hair dye. It might be just like a spray on.
Yeah, well,
you know, if you know you're getting pepped, yeah. You know,
always going to get onto your side.
Right, if you're going to Love Island, yeah, you're in the gym, you're looking good. All I'm saying is, if you know you've got eyes on you, you're gonna show your best.
Yeah, but you wouldn't take, because if she'd taken the hair dye, why wouldn't she have done it sooner?
Because in case she used it, she knew that Marmon is, honestly, because they've been there so long, they knew there was going to be a lot of media interest, so I'll just write this in my head before I go down.
See, now, I was going to say more of the lines there, because when they came out of the aircraft in the middle of the ocean, you know, yeah, while the dolphins are swimming underneath the pod as of
dolphins,
well.
Yeah.
They were in the suits, the full body suits, yeah, still.
And they've got those funny wellies on in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's after they've been taken back to dry land that the proper images of them are out, where he's clean shaven, head's had a fresh trim, and then she's, you know, got fresh hair. And
yeah.
So I would have said that it's because of the makeup before the actual TV interview. Not that she's taken hair dye up to space.
Well, armor. But no, you're saying it's AI. I'm playing devil's
advocate. I'm going off of what everyone else is saying.
But look,
because I haven't properly seen it on TV.
Why is there a conspiracy and everything?
Well, I feel it's just that they've added a bit of extra onto it. Like what I've just mentioned about my new phone.
Yeah.
With the AI.
A little added zest.
Yeah, I think they've just enhanced it a bit.
It's zesty,
They've got the live record going, which, how live it was, I don't know.
A little sparkle here, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it is a bit coincidental that there's the dolphins just thought, yeah, what the fuck's this? Let's, you know, fucking swim around these bastards. What's going on? And then, I don't know, back in the day, if you had a picture or a video and you send it to someone else and it gets sent and sent and sent, the quality starts dipping. I don't know why it does. But
what, from phone to phone?
Yeah, phone to phone, emails and stuff, the quality would dip. So you'd have a crystal clear picture, and then once it's gone to like 10, 15 people, whatever it was, it's like a pixelated picture. So I think partly as well, because people are recording the TVs and then posting it on TikTok and doing other things, most people have the beauty touch-up things on their cameras as well. So as they're messing around recording TV, instead of just getting a direct link and then posting it, that's added to all these people assuming that it is AI generated, because you're looking at these poor quality TikTok videos. Oh, look at this! This is that, and blah blah. So yeah, because you're holding a shaky fucking phone in front of your TV. Look, just get the proper video and then watch it and then post about it. So
do you think it happened, mate, or do you think with AI? What is your conclusion?
I would love to believe that they have actually been in space for 9 months.
Yeah.
There is a few, you know, plot holes that would need to be examined closer. But they must have been up there. Have they been there the whole time? Don't know. And if they haven't been, why? What's with the big lie? So, yeah, I want to give the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, until Trump comes out and says officially, they've been up there for 9 months, I'm going to be a little bit sceptical.
Right, you are.
Well, it rolls out all the other conspiracies again as well, don't it? You know, the amount of flat Earth is coming out of it again. Like, well, they obviously haven't been up there because the Earth's flat. Like, even if it was flat, doesn't mean they couldn't be above the flat Earth in fucking 9 months. What does it matter? And I've still not seen any of them. One of the flat Earthers that fucking, you must... most likely would have seen him as well, but he's always fucking posting that he's done this research on this and that, and it's showing videos, and then he's already done a video on it, so you're still seeing his face in the background. He just chats shit. But he does all sorts of different ones about dragons, which I'll get onto in a minute as well. But it's sort of, mate, just, I've looked at the comments, and there's people asking him, if it's flat, why are they saying it's flat then?
Do you not think he's just doing it because that's what's getting the views, so that's what's earning money?
I think he's deluded as well. He's definitely doing it for the clicks and the views.
The click,
because that's why he's reposting a video that he's already done.
Yeah.
And because he'll do the ones where it's Taylor Swift isn't Taylor Swift, she was someone else. Ariana Grande was, there was fucking, I don't know her name. She's, the actress is dead now, but she was in a film with Ashton Kutcher, blonde girl. She had a little fucking mole on a lip. Again, if I got the fucking picture up, you'd know. I think it was Ashley something. I feel like she committed suicide, or it was like drink and drugs related, but she died young, say like mid-20s or something. And then like, because Ariana Grande's got a little bit of a mole there close to it, and she's almost white now compared to when she was younger, he's like, yeah, it's such and such. And so, no, because we've seen her growing up on the Disney Channel. So why would she be a different person? Yeah, she might be fucking like, away with the fairies on drugs and stuff, and she's whitewashed herself now, but it's not that actress. Fucking, and then he's done it with, I mean, a lot of people have done it with Avril Lavigne as well, and then he's done that fucking Keanu Reeves immortal one. And
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All that as well. So, yeah, just similar looking people.
Yeah.
Just fucking get over it. Even Bob Marley and Martin Luther King, who's all, that's the same person. It's not. It's just two black men that look similar. And because he'll do the face, the mirror image and that, and then they'll scan the face left and right. And the amount of them that don't even line up.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's exactly the same. Look at the bridge of the nose. Nothing. No.
Yeah.
It's not the same person.
Different people, mate.
Yeah. But as I say, you never see an answer to if it is flat or if it is this or whatever. Why?
Yeah.
Why are they lying to us? Why? What's the reason, conspiracy? Yeah. You know, and if
what's the benefit? Yeah.
Yeah. If the earth is bigger with the ice wall and fucking whatever, what is the reason for it? Because it can't all just be about money. Well, what is the reason? No one's got that answer. And now I'm seeing more of the dragon ones as well. It's like,
I do hate once you start watching like something on TikTok.
It's just the algorithm.
Yeah. So I've tried to get rid of all the negative stuff on mine. I like all the immigration. Just anything bad now, I just quickly swipe up. And anything positive, I keep. So I just...
Well, I know Instagram, you can do a full reset on your algorithm now. But I don't use it anyway. But yeah, with the dragons, I think the one area, again, I feel like it's America, and it's like called Dragon's Peak or something. And then, well, so when you're looking at it from the Google satellites, you can see the outline of what looks like a dragon. And then, like, that's the head, that'd be the wing. But when you actually look at the landmass that it's on, the size of the dragon, it would mean, essentially, it was almost the size of Russia, the way that this outline was. And he's like, you know, they obviously know about it. That's why it's called Dragon's Peak or whatever it's called. So, no, when people were fucking exploring the lands, and then as they've sketched it out, they would have looked at it on the grand view and gone, oh, it kind of looks like a dragon. What we assume a dragon looks like if they ever were real and whatever. So that's just what they named it. Fucking, I'm going away on holiday tomorrow. And the little fucking village next to me is called Gaywood. Does that mean that all the wood is gay?
Oh.
No?
Well, you could be in some cast, mate. Everyone's got wood and the guy.
Well, the one next to me is called Gaydon.
I love it, mate.
So, yeah. It's...
What are you saying to them? You got something you want to say to me, mate?
That I'm going on holiday tomorrow.
Fair one.
With my heavily pregnant wife that is bowling around like Conor McGregor. Yeah. It's hilarious. But not that she's out walking much anyway, but it is. She's just fucking, she's just got that swag on. But who the fuck is that guy? Fucking kills it. So, yeah, holiday. And it was just while I was having a look at like, the surrounding areas. Mm. You know, where
surrounded by a guy around you.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys there. so, yeah, it's going to be an interesting place to go to, I think. I've probably fucked up as well in it because I can't even walk the dog in my local area without striking a conversation. Well, someone trying to strike a conversation up with me. So, I'm going to get all those guys trying to talk to me, you know, all those guidons and guy woods.
Or guys with woods.
Yeah. So but it's just spa resort. If I find that it's too gay out there, then I'll just stay on the resort and not venture out.
Be safe, mate.
Yeah, make sure my fucking my belt's done up tight so I can't get fucking debagged.
Yeah. Don't touch no wood over there, mate.
Stay away from them sticks.
Yeah.
With a D. but yeah, the size of these dragons on the fucking the maps and that they're showing, it's like Jesus. If there was, there wouldn't have been that big.
Yeah,
it would have meant that there was like five dragons that's taken up the whole of the planet.
Yeah,
wouldn't have worked.
Do you think dragons ever existed?
Well, yes, but it just would have been like a dinosaur essentially. So just another dinosaur. And whether they would have been able to breathe fire, I don't know, because, you know, science.
Yeah. I just think that they didn't exist because there'd be some kind of fossils of some sort.
Well, the theory on it is that basically they were had the same bones as birds. And so, essentially, because they're hollow and brittle, that they fucking just get crushed up and stuff. Some of the videos where it's the fossilized / petrified. So petrified, it's not just on video games, but it's when they turn to stone. So some of the videos when you see like rock formations that do look like the head and that's the wing and stuff. They do look like they're fucking real, that they were. I don't know how things naturally got petrified, though. I suppose this is something that we should go down the line at some point and do some actual research into.
Some science.
Yeah. Did you see any of the videos about the, I think it's a SAR scan over the Pyramid of Giza?
No, I did see. No, I didn't. One of them, when I say it, I saw a couple of videos about it, but I quickly was just like, no, I can't be arsed. So it was like, it's meant to be under it, like 600 foot underneath it, or
it to go down.
That's it. So I saw that bit, and I was just like, no, because then you know what it's like. You'd have to listen, and you have to deep dive it, and it's like it's always those ones where it's like in four parts, and you're like, fucking hell, I ain't doing four parts. There's a lot to talk about. Yeah, just doing one video.
I don't know how long the videos can be on TikTok.
I'm sure it can be up to half an hour now. I watched a full episode of Pokemon on there the other day. I sped up
episodes. Sometimes.
Yeah, proper. Yeah. That's when you know you've got a good FY.
Mm.
Them ones are proper, aren't they?
Yeah, because look, you've scrolled long enough. Why not just have a break and watch episode 42 of season one of fucking Pokemon?
I literally watched Bye Bye Butterfree, for anyone that wants to know.
Ah, the emotions are there.
It still hurts me.
It does, doesn't
it? It's just like, I get it. We've got a journey, but just keep him. He was, let's not get emotional. Let's not be gay.
I'll leave that for the weekend.
honestly, if we did have a proper soundboard, it'd be fucking terrible.
So, but back to the dragons. Mm. Do you think dragons would have been gay?
I mean, I hope not. I mean, no.
I suppose they wouldn't have needed a partner, really, because if they're laying their own eggs. Because they were like a reptile, according to the folklore. So I suppose it wouldn't have mattered, would it?
No.
Would they have classed them as gay or just really good friends?
It's a good question. Or non-binary.
And then, if they didn't exist,
yeah,
why is the one on the Welsh flag?
So, don't you believe, like, in terms of, so they must have saw, like, a shooting star and was like, that's a dragon. Because it's how
but people... But how would they well, no, imagine that it's a dragon, though?
But it's what they... Like, it's like me now. Think about it. Because this is where all stuff started from something. Everything got their name from. So someone saw a piece of grass and went, grass. That's grass. So someone called grass for the first time. It might have been called something for years before and went, that right there is grass, mate. And everybody went, oh, is it? And that spread. So you think about it.
Yeah.
Every word has a beginning.
But what, so, but what is the reason for a dragon then, though?
So
what
I think it could be like a shooting star. So just stuff like that. Because obviously in the sky, and obviously it's probably left the trail. And then there was all like, don't forget, like, oh, yeah, dragon. I don't know how they spoke back then.
That was a good Welsh accent, that was.
But no, no, but what I'm saying is, though. I was going to try to do one, but it sounded even worse. So.
Only game in the village.
Yeah! No, but. So that's what my I think where like these ideas come from is just thousands of years of just people, you know, said something and then the stories have been told and, you know, just passed down like that.
So since we're on storytelling now, how do you think fucking Jesus went on and all that then, like? So
no, I believe there's some truth, but then like, look, I think there's something for something. And that's where it's coming from. So there's some reasoning behind it. Like Sam the Dragon, someone being a shooting star. So someone saw something enough to believe it, to say it. And that's how it's just everything.
Because I thought this years ago about the three wise men.
Yeah.
I reckon that they were just fucking like stumbled across some mushrooms or something. They're, you know, tripping. And they were like, that bright thing in the sky, let's walk towards it. And
it's probably the sun.
Well, it was meant to have been the North Star,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, Sunday school taught me that. So as the story goes, the walk for like fucking 4 weeks or something, and just following this North Star.
Well, I say, I don't know. I've agreed with you then about no.
Get your barber out, we'll fucking confirm it.
I'll take that back.
They were meant to have been walking for fucking
a while. Like,
yeah, a long time, a mission. And it, when what I reckon, they fucking found some mushrooms, started chewing down on them. And then it's been like a 10-minute walk, really.
Mm.
But because they're fucking tripping balls,
yeah,
it seemed like a decade for them to get there. And look, they finally got to this little fucking village thing. They're hearing this woman crying because she's in a fucking.
Do you mean village? You mean Bethlehem?
Because like, they don't fucking know. Plus, I weren't there, so I don't know how big it was. Any, but like, they're hearing crying, like, because fucking the Mother Mary's in this hay bale, fucking just pushed out a fucking baby. Like, so she's in pain. These fucking three geezers, like, let's follow that noise.
Because what was the presents that those meant to give him again?
Fucking
was it gold?
Yeah, gold, mercury. No, mer.
What was this?
I can't believe. We're drawing a blank. Frankincense.
What is that? What is it?
I don't know, like a perfume or something. I'm guessing because it's scents, frankincense. But yeah, maybe. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I don't know what myrrh is. And I reckon this is just things that they had in the pocket anyway.
But yeah.
While they've been fucking chewing on mushrooms, he's just got one of them's got a little. Gold bracelet that he's nicked from someone that was dying on the street or something. The frankincense, again, he's nicked it out of the fucking perfume shop. And the myrrh was next to the mushrooms on the floor. It was probably myrrh shrooms.
Yeah. See what Yeah.
And, yeah, so they've just heard this woman and a baby fucking crying. And, you know, this geezer kicking off like, who's the fucking daddy? Looks nothing like me. Because he's black. Because you know we don't know what color he was, but he wasn't white. We know that. And then they've just stumbled in like, oh shit, new baby, give him presents, but putting the shit out of the pocket. And then that's where the story's just developed more because Yeah. They've just exaggerated it. And so, Chinese whispers, it's just...
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think there's truth. So there's some truth in something. But to what extent do you want to, you know... Because you don't know. Oh. Undo that one.
We'll take that out in editing. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I think about the three wise men. But how... What was he doing when he's turned water into wine?
He was on the mushrooms, mate.
I reckon a lot of them were on the mushrooms back in the day.
I mean, yeah. I mean, faith is just a touchy subject, mate.
And why was he a carpenter when he just fucking got all this bread out of nowhere? Fucking fed loads of people. Why wasn't he classed as a chef? Or a baker?
Well, yeah.
But what did he ever build? I've never seen anything that he's built. Or read about anything that he's built or handcrafted. So I don't know why he was called a carpenter. Just because his stepdad was a carpenter. You know, poor Joseph.
Mm.
Was it Joseph?
Yeah, and Mary was a virgin.
She wasn't, though, was she?
She wasn't, no, mate.
She that's was the getting biggest, it all over.
That's the biggest lie of them all. No yeah. wonder he's black.
She just didn't want to get caught out in that lie.
She lied.
Yeah, the one time she didn't pull out. Yeah. Well, get pulled out of.
Mm.
Fucking... It's terrible. So yeah, Jesus was a bastard.
That's just our views. It's the views of the podcast.
Well, that's I've heard the that. Real
I've,
views.
I've heard that on so many things. But why would you have to do that as if someone sues up? Have you heard that before when you've heard that this like this discretion is advised?
Yeah, I think it's because some people are fucking a bit sensitive and that, ain't
he?
But you know, they just can't handle the real talk about it.
I mean, if they would have heard the Sam Smith thing at the beginning and they're still here, real ones.
Yep. And if anyone that doesn't know about it, can always go back and listen.
Yeah.
But fuck Sam Smith anyway. It's been a while since we said that. But it's always there in the back of our minds.
It would be our caption, any if we had like, so the Real Talking Podcast.
If there was going to be bullet points, like, in the top three,
Sam Smith.
Reason, because he's a shit geezer.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. He's not a geezer. Fucking, no, he's not. Fucking, I don't even know what pronouns he goes by these days. But yeah, we could break down a lot of non-fictional. Because it's allegedly true.
Hmm.
Yeah, we could go through a lot of these things, really, couldn't we? I mean, the 12 disciples, just his muckers.
Just his mates, mate.
Yeah, and we all had a fucking Judas.
Mm.
Fucking, I mean, we had a couple in our group, to be fair.
But then, yeah.
But yeah, there's that. Did King Henry VIII really have that much game that he could get six wives?
I think he had that much power, mate, and money.
He had that fucking ginger power, didn't he?
Yeah.
Being a king. But, you know, apparently he was a bit of a fucking charmer as well.
He used to put that thing on his cock to make it look bigger as well.
Fucking, what, like an elastic banging?
Nah. So, like, if you look at pictures with him, yeah, where he's, like, obviously pieces, it's he always, was like...
stuffing some socks down.
Yeah, I think it's like a metal thing he used to put over his penis to make him look like he had a bigger penis.
I mean,
I've read that. That was on like that was actually on a documentary thing, and they had to. I can't remember what it was, but what he was called. But yeah, I remember hearing that. I just made that up.
Mm.
That is factual.
Yeah, well, you could just imagine it was tiny because you know obviously it was that big. Then all the gout and all that as well. Fucking, just yeah, little fucking micro penis, King Henry.
Mm.
I can't remember what queen it was. But yeah, again, it was just a TikTok. Seeing that she was quite a fucking lover of the cock when she was in power. She used to pay men to literally fucking fuck her. She'd have multiple on the payroll per day. And then when she was bored of them, she'd pay them off and just let them go retire. I think that's how it should be done, really, ain't it, like?
It's a proper job, though, isn't it?
Mm. But, we're not a history podcast. We can't keep going on about history all the time. and all this science.
Mm.
But yeah. So NASA, is it all real? We don't know. Did they go to the moon? Maybe, maybe not. What are your views on it?
I'd like to think they went to the moon. I hope they did.
I was on about the listeners. We know your view.
Sorry. Go on. What was you going to say?
So as always, if you've got some views and opinions on the matter, then do let us know. The links are always in the description. Mm. Emails, the WhatsApps, and probably on the Twitter. I still don't check it. So unfortunately, if anyone has tweeted, X'd, DM'd on there, I don't know about it. My apologies. I will check it one day. Probably while I'm on holiday in the gay village next week. So speaking of the correspondence.
Right, you are.
We as I say, we did miss last week. So James, it wasn't because of how poor United were in their FA Cup run. As I say, is due to illness, which I am still a little bit ill. And then his message, because let's say we left, we didn't record last week. He says, United that bad that you had to miss a week again, lol. Unfortunately for James, that was before the Carabao Cup final.
Yeah, I think if you could go back in time, you probably wouldn't send that one, knowing how bad then Liverpool have been.
Yeah. Because it was on Sunday that he sent the message before the game as well. I'm assuming that he'd had a couple of beverages beforehand, and he's thought, hang on, I haven't listened to my two favourite people so far today. Gone to check, seen that it's not there, and he's got a little bit big-headed.
Yeah.
And yeah, in case for any of the listeners that don't know, Liverpool lost the game. Not even a dramatic fashion, really. It was kicking off a little bit during the game and after the game, but Liverpool just didn't turn up. They didn't want it.
Well, that was a bit flat, wasn't it?
Yeah. And there's been a few people that have fucking bantered Lee back there as well. On the WhatsApps, just, can't wait to see Lee's reaction. Not Lee's reaction, James's reaction. Lee said, poor James must be crying hard.
Why is everyone hating on James?
I don't think they're hating on him. I think that they're just wanting to give him a little bit of stick back.
Mm.
I think it's a couple of United fans that were doing it as well. Not that everyone wants to admit it. Even though United have had a couple of better games lately, the FA Cup was a setback, but, in Europe, still undefeated, playing well enough. Not that I've... This is what cracks me up. I need to move my birthday because it's always an international break. I go away, I want to still enjoy the football.
Yeah, you want to...
But no, fucking international games. And not that I watched a game last night, but Denmark and Portugal. Rasmus Højlund scored, banged out a Sue.
Suey.
Fucking... I don't think he was taking the piss or anything. Nah. He was just doing it as a... Well, because Ronaldo's at least 50% of the player's idol, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's more of a tribute. But doing it right in front of you, it is still going to be annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Liverpool. It's going to be interesting to see how they are after this international break now, to be fair. Whether they are actually going to come back strong. And since it is basically wrapped up anyway, the Premier League. But
I was going to say, my fearance is because they've won the Premier League, that's done in the back. And then obviously they got knocked out of the Champions League, which did play all right for the first half, the Champions League game against PSG.
Mm-hmm.
PSG.
It's Arsenal with PSV.
PSG. And because they got knocked out of that, it's flat now. Like, there's nothing really to play for. Obviously, that cup would have been good to win, but it's not like the Grealish cup. It's only good if you win that cup. You know what I mean? I get that. But no one goes out saying, if we win the Carabao Cup, it's a great season. No club has ever said that, mate.
I feel like if you're a lower club, then it is going to be.
I think it's more of hindrance sometimes with all the games that you have.
A lot of these... cups and that can be, but the Real Madrid president kicked off the other day, saying that basically he's not going to allow his team to play a second game. We've been 72 hours of previously playing.
Yeah.
And then, like, going off of the stats, over the last, I think it was 5 seasons, Real Madrid had played, I think it was 41 games within 72-hour period. And then, so they were second out of the top 10 clubs to do this. The top team was Man United. 48 games within 72-hour period.
But obviously that's because they're in more competitions, wouldn't they? Because it would have been Europa League. And then
it is because of that. But then the annoying thing is when you've got like these weeks where it is like an FA Cup, and then if you're not in the competition, so like Aston Villa, they haven't played.
Yes.
Because of fixture clashes and that. So why not bring one of the other games forward? Or just change fixtures around and that. And when there is a week in play, just bring those games forward. Spread the games out more, basically. Because, again, it's just it's adding to the pressure of the professional footballers with all the injuries they've got. You know, again, with this summer break, straight after the end of the season, there's the FIFA Club World Cup. Which, have you seen the trophy for that?
No, I haven't seen the truth, but I know it's got a good prize money to be shared this time. It's over £1 billion or $1 billion now, I think. So it's worthwhile.
I think just being in it, you get 50 million.
Yeah, so I think for overall, the total money for the competition is gross and is like $1 billion. So I can imagine if you win it, you get a fair chunk of change, mate.
Yeah.
So it is worth, as a club perspective, participating.
Well,
if you win your you know, accolades.
Yeah, but if as a player, you know, if you're already at that top level anyway, you've just come out of an international tournament, you're going straight into a season.
Yeah, but then
you've barely had 2 weeks off.
But if you think about it from a money perspective, if they're going like an appearance fee, a trophy bonus, and there must be like something in their contract where after the season, you know, in game they get paid this much for like an appearance fee. It must double after that. So from a money point of view, and then, let's be honest, mate, it's not hard playing football, is it? There's harder jobs in the world. I know it's hard to run around for 9 minutes 3 times a week and get paid for 250 grand. I get it, mate. I feel for them.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But there's worse jobs out there. And I know what I'd rather be doing, mate. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, especially when most of these players that are on the injury list are still getting their hundreds of thousands.
I know who you're referring to as well. Loads of them. Well, the first one just come to mind because you were Man U fans, Luke Shaw.
Well, there's multiple. Luke Shaw, Mason Mount.
Yeah.
Fucking, I think the last I saw the stat about it, for the per games that Mason Mount had played at that point, well, it'd still be the same at the moment. It was something like, I think, 5.5 million per game, essentially, because he's only made like 10 appearances.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You know, fucking. But yeah, Luke Shaw. Being injured. Injuries the other night as well. It's just constant. It's just endless. And yeah, with all the games being played, it's not going to get any better, is it?
No.
But as a football fan, you look at it on the other side, you want more games.
Yeah, it is. I do love a World Cup in the summer. The next World Cup's in, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure it's Canada, America, and Mexico joint hosting it. I'm sure that's the 2026 one. So, time-wise for the UK to watch the games, I can imagine being a bit awkward because it's 5 hours behind or 7.
Well, it's still going to be the random hours because sometimes we'll have games at like 3 o'clock in the morning anyway.
Yeah, but no, it was nice like when the Euros were on and when he was in Saudi Arabia that the kickoff times was, if I'm not mistaken, was it 2, 4, and 8? It was something along those lines. They had an early game that we're missing. I used to come on from work, watch the games then.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because I was on holiday for that.
I'm sure it was 2, 4, and 8. The game's wrong. It might even be 2, 4, and 7.
Yeah, there was definitely one. The early kickoff was around 2 anyway because I was watching them.
So
I was watching it live when Christian Eriksen collapsed on the pitch.
I'm just trying to think. In UK time, what would the matches be on? Do you remember the one in South Korea? Where the matches run like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I was on the tools watching it in the fucking van and that back then.
South Korea was 2002, mate. You was in school then?
I don't know where it was when I was fucking
South Africa.
Probably South Africa, I don't know.
I was on the tours at 12, mate.
Yeah, I was helping my fucking dad on a weekend doing more fucking housework and that. So, yeah.
Right.
Just fucking. But I'd imagine, so if there's going to be like a 12 o'clock kickoff for them, then, yeah, it's going to be like fucking 5, 8 and 11-ish for us. So that would help with the nightlife again. For the younger people that do want to fucking go out and drink, because most of them are fucking not drinkers. They're all Sam Smiths, aren't they? Fucking. Yeah. But it's again, we're talking about next year now, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think the times for this fucking Club World Cup are weird times as well, aren't they?
Where is that being held? Do you remember?
I don't know off the top of my head. I can find out though.
It's a weird one, isn't it? When it's a good World Cup. Remember that bang game? Was it the what was that fucking really? There was loads of good fucking games and goals. Was it the Euros? No, it wasn't the last Euros. It was the World Cup beforehand, wasn't it? Where it was just like really everyone was going for it. I think it was last World Cup actually. Yeah, the Qatar one.
There was some good games in that, to be fair.
Because that was a Christmas one. I felt a bit different now. But everyone was going for it because everyone was like fully fit, obviously, because they've had like half the season. That was a good one. Yeah,
I did enjoy it, to be fair. Yeah. See, watching like Morocco and that, that was a good game. And then you watched England, it's like, oh, God, dead football, fucking Southgate. Yeah.
Well, he's not there no more, mate.
You know, I was thinking about it the other day because, so, as this comes out, the game would have already been played, but it's, is it Latvia or Albania tonight, is it?
I think it's Albania tonight, then Latvia is in Monday night, then Tuesday night. It's early next week, anyway.
But I was thinking about it the other day, because I've not been that dedicated. I mean, yeah, if you listen long enough, you'll know our opinions on the international football anyway. Am I going to watch tonight?
I don't know.
I mean, I might have it on in the background while I'm packing to go off to the gay village, but I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to at least watch highlights just to see if this Tuchel ball is going to be any difference.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but
I'm not holding out any hopes. You know, you're looking at the team, Henderson back in it again. Madness.
I won't be watching it. I hate when it's not competitive. And
well, it is technically competitive.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, but
it's not. Yeah, if there's less than 5 goals scored by England, it's a shit performance.
Yes. Have we got any more messages, Banter and James, or was that the only one?
There was a few on the WhatsApp. WhatsApp
to James, you had a few giving it back to you this week, mate. So
yeah, hopefully you don't cry too much about the poor Liverpool performances. And the FIFA World Cup is a total of 12 venues across the United States.
Oh, okay.
So
does that not include Canada and Mexico, though?
This for the Club World Cup.
Oh, the Club World Cup, sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we've got MetLife Stadium in New York and Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. So, yeah, a few different ones across the USA.
USA.
So, yeah, as I say, we're not a footballing podcast anyway, are we?
Nope.
No. But we do like to get into our features. And today's feature... We've got one from Bella saying, stupid people that don't think that they have an accent. Of course you have an accent, you inbred posh cunt. For a bit of context, I'm a uni student and the wealthier group have a surprisingly low IQ. Accents are a mad thing, really, aren't they?
it is mad how many variations of one axe in there is. You can go 20 miles from, obviously, the Midlands, where Birmingham to be exact, and hear different accents. Obviously, some worse than others, Black Country. If you know, you know.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I think that is the worst accent. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
For how many people out there that fucking say the Birmingham accident, accidents, some are accidents, but the accent is terrible. I think that's where they get confused because they think of fucking, Wolverhampton and all that. But even, you know, you go 10 mile up the road, Coventry from here.
It's different, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, when I moved there, look, it's not majorly different, but straight away the amount of people, you're not from around here. Well, no, yeah. I'm not. But, look, it's just, you know, that is up the road, and then so you go into other areas.
And you know, look, obviously what Bella's saying, though, if you go to a different area, your accent stands out. So you understand you've got an accent. One way or another, if it's posh or not, you know.
Yeah. So I think these posh people are assuming that they're the...
you can't hear it, in the, but you can tell.
Yeah, I think that they just are assuming that that's how people should speak.
Delightful. Yeah.
and that everyone else is, just a fucking spaz in their eyes since they don't speak the proper Queen, English.
I was going to say the Queen's English, yeah.
I mean, what? Did they call it the King's English now, maybe?
I don't know. I didn't want to go into it again like, you know, the one earlier. I didn't want to commit to it. So that's why I backed out. Like, we'll just say, King's English now. Right?
Wonder how he's getting on at the moment. Fuck no, I've not seen much about him lately.
No.
I mean, again, that could be another conspiracy. Is he already dead?
Yeah, could be, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the footage nice of Kate on that bench wearing that old jumper and that popped up the other day. And I thought, I've not seen anything of her lately either. So
it's because you're doing a conspiracy. You fell into one of those conspiracy holes, mate.
No, this was on the news. It was just they were fucking going on about some other shit. And then that popped up as well. Mm. But it wasn't because the volume wasn't on the TV. So I don't know what the story was about. And then, I literally just thought, I wonder if the AI generators are fucking just banging more pictures of her out. And the kid's not fucking actually there. And I don't know, fucking. Accents.
Yeah. Bad. Thank you for your message.
Yeah, again, Americans. I wonder if... is there a posh American accent?
I'm going to go no.
I don't think there's...
I'm gonna strongly go no on that.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
Because you wouldn't class New York posh. Then you, there's, like, oh, you know, South Carolina and Texas, you wouldn't... Hey! Yeah. Hey, forget about it. Look.
So accents. This one's from Joe. When I'm on my phone, texting or whatever, and the person near me keeps looking at my screen, stop being a nosy bugger.
Side eye. Got those side eyes.
Well, I'm wondering, what are you doing on your phone to make them want to look at your phone?
It would be strange, though, if he's just on the buzz or whatever. person just, you know.
But I could understand that. If you're on the bus, it's already a fucking boring ride that you're probably doing twice a day.
Yeah, but you don't know one side-eye in your messages. Fucking,
what's that conversation saying? Or some beef or something. Fucking, you know, sending some naughty pictures or, I don't know. But that's what they make privacy glass for, because you can get the screen protector that it's literally only clear when you're 90 degrees bang on at it.
Okay.
As soon as you angle it, it just goes to a black screen. Way. Yeah.
Well, there might be, Joe, should invest in some of that.
Yeah. But if it's someone that you're having a conversation with or you're in their presence, don't be on your phone so much.
Look, he's a rough.
Yeah, don't be rude. Don't be ignorant.
What's he always doing on his phone, kind of thing?
Yeah.
He's always on that phone, my Joe is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop being naughty. We're assuming Joe's a male. In this conversation.
I committed again, mate.
Fucking Sam Smith. then we've got. This one from Drew saying, when people try to sell items for practically what they paid for it, morons.
Yeah.
I do see this a lot on fucking like Facebook Market.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I was going to say vintage as well, yeah.
Yeah, so only 2 months old, still got receipts, bought but never worn or whatever. Wouldn't accept the refunds or returns. And so it's basically already trash.
Yeah.
So accept the trash price for it.
No, I agree with that. I mean, I've brought a few things of vintage, right? None of it's came. I've brought like a pair of Nike Pro shorts and then Skeezer sold as new, never been worn, just taken out the like the wrapping. And it wasn't the greatest price, but it was like 20 quid cheaper because it was expensive shorts. And you know, if you went to Jade, got them, the insides have already been cut out.
There was some stitching issue or something as well.
That was a different pair.
Oh, another pair.
Yeah, yeah, that was a different pair. Hell. So I'm just literally the three items I've brought from vintage. As not because I'm not saying it to be snob, but I only like click the new with tax bit or new without a tax. Obviously, it's just always been issues. But yeah, no, I get that. That if you're gonna sell it, you're not gonna, you know, if you can go to JD and get it for like the same price, you get it from JD, then
yeah,
you know,
at least you know, you
then like vintage or whatever, Facebook.
Well, I love it. This is usually after I've had a little bit of a drink and I do happen to go onto Facebook and I see items being sold or something. But it's when the, say it's paint. There's two tubs of fucking Farron Ball paint, never been opened, blah, blah. And they're whacking it on for 100 quid. And I know what the price of it is. And they're trying to sell it for a higher price than what you'd actually buy it from this. So I'll fucking go onto the website, screenshot what it is brand new, and put the picture into the chat and so just say, well, I can get it brand new for this price, and you're trying to get more money, and just watch the fucking comments there. It's fucking brilliant. It's always better when you've had a drink. Well, life in general, to be fair. Not to sound like I've got a problem, because it's not a problem.
No.
The problem is when you can't get the alcohol.
That's it.
I haven't had one today yet, but I will have a couple later. You know, pre-holiday drinks before going to the gay village. get loosened up. Yeah! Yes, queen!
Yeah!
we'll get a quick New World Order out from Lauren, because I do like this one as well. I promise I haven't had a drink. Schools have to teach actual life skills. I know you can do cooking and crafts at school, but if it was mandatory to actually learn how to make meals, nutritional values of foods, etc., and other basic skills for life in the real world too, as life lessons, as lessons and exams.
That is probably because you can go obviously all sorts of areas with this, but like what the general bias is 100%, it should be just life skills, just stuff that you're going to carry on for. Like, have you ever used algebra again in your life, mate?
I did it once because I was bored and I was waiting on a job. So it was algebra for a cable calculation because to work out your length and thickness of cable.
Save that for the weekend.
I'll be worrying about the length and the thickness, I'll tell you. Well, you know, get me some poppers. to work out the length, the cable thickness for a specific appliance or whatever, you need to do these algebra equations. So I did it because I was literally standing around waiting for, I don't know, delivery or fucking something. And it worked out to be exactly what I knew the cable needed to be anyway, because you just learn it from experience. Otherwise, no, I've never used algebra to work out what my bill is at the end of a meal, because you just look at the prices and add them together or wait for the check to turn up.
No, but this is a good idea, actually. It's something that I think should probably get teach, but never will get teach.
Cooking, I do agree, should be a mandatory one, because the likes of you then would be able to survive
What do you mean? Gas mark 6 half an hour. Works every time, mate.
You got an electric oven, mate.
What, 220 then? I only say gas mark 6.
He's fucking going to burn your shit, man.
What, 210 fucking... I don't know. So, all I do is I turn it around. See what it says. Put it in for that time. Set the timer. Done.
Yeah, but that's a recommended guide as well because all appliances are different and may vary. Like my oven at the moment. Fuck you. But I know why that was messing up because of the one tray that was left there that shouldn't have been left there. So the fucking middle of my pizza wasn't cooked. But, you know, just sticking it in an oven, that's not cooking.
No.
You know, you didn't know how to make pancakes.
No,
and
that's
I'm sure
true.
You still don't.
No.
Even though I told you the recipe.
Yes.
The 3-2-1.
Literally.
So, you know, people wouldn't have to rely on their other halves or the McDonald's takeaways and that all the time.
But don't you think it's getting to the point now where it's cheaper to have a takeaway every night? In terms of if you lived on your own, I think about it. If you lived on your own, you was like, do a fucking steak, I'm having out this. Probably cost you more expensive now when you go to like McDonald's or whatever, Big John's, cheaper. Probably cheaper now.
If for individual meals, it would be yes. But if you're doing...
If for family now, but I'm saying if you lived on your own, it probably would be cheaper to eat that. No.
But I was going to say if you was like doing a bulk meal prep.
Yeah, no, you get that.
Because again, I've done that. Where even now at the moment, like if I do a lasagna, it's a big one. And then there's practically like half left that I'll fucking div up, put into the containers, back into the freezer. Yeah. And then have separately afterwards then.
So besides food, what else would you, obviously going back to Lauren's question, what else would you want to incorporate into everyone learn in school, like a life skill?
I'd say how to like run a household essentially. So understanding what it is for like the bills process, you know, your gas and electric, water rates and whatever. Cleaning. Like you're not taught how to clean in school.
No.
And I see too often, not when I come to this house, even though I do pick it up sometimes, and let me show you need to clean again. But the amount of house I go into and the mess is horrendous. It's not hard. If you keep on top of it, it doesn't take too long. But there's too many people that don't. They're either lazy or they're ignorant to the fact that the house is a mess.
Mm.
And I think if that was a part of a lesson, you know, to keep up appearances essentially. Maths is a standard anyway, but I don't know, it is now, because obviously when we was getting to the last 2 years of secondary school, so high school for the overseas listeners, we got to choose our options a bit more vaguely as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
So beforehand, maths, English and science, you had to do it, you had no choice. Whereas it changed, we didn't have to do science. But we did have to do IT.
Yeah.
And we still did have to do maths and English. English, I think it was over the top with how we had to do it.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you can read and write, that should be all it is. To a certain degree. Like, obviously, we've had the conversations where a lot of these people that do messaging, they are a bit too illiterate, and the wording, lack of punctuation and that, does make it hard for the average reader because they're putting their messages across to how they speak to their friends.
Yeah.
We're not the friends, so we don't know their context and how they're using it all the time. So a basic level of, you know, just communication is needed, definitely. Where it was delving into fucking this book and that book, like, why have they wrote it like this? What's the meaning of this fucking book? Who gives a fuck? Like, if I want to learn about books, I'll take that extra course.
Yeah.
I don't need to. History was stupid as well. But I don't care what's happened in the past. But we can't change it. We're here. Can we really learn from it? What's changed from learning about fucking Hitler?
Nothing, but like that's where we've come from to where we're at. Without that, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but if I want to learn about it, science, our science lessons were a lot different to...
Just Bunsen burners, mate, for me, and copying a textbook.
But we never fucking got to dissect the frog and fucking properly, like, you know, mix chemicals and do that fucking lava fucking volcano thing and that that you see
in the movies, a lot of schools in America,
in America and that,
But I think I might be wrong in saying this, but with America, the one thing that I would make happen in this school is, I'm sure in America you have to do two after school courses. So whether that be a football team, so I think like if you're on the football team, that takes up both slots because obviously it's training then a match day. So it's like, so you know, like they have bands, like band camp or whatever. I'm trying to say all the stuff that like I'm American now, but like
cheerleading squad,
yeah. So basketball team, yeah, stuff like that. You have to do like an after school activity to some capacity, either one or two, I believe.
I think that's a good shout because that would help with parents then as well. So instead of paying for these after-school clubs, which you'll get onto at some point in the near future, and then I will as well, paying for after-school to allow you to work is bad. Whereas if it's a fucking something like that, that is mandatory, then yeah, it would help the parents a lot. Yeah, so that should be done. To be fair, I know that we're trying to do it anyway, but yeah, the PE, the physical education, would be worthwhile. I know it was an additional course as well, but actually not just constantly being on the playing field, playing football or fucking whatever, actually learning the health benefits of why it is better to be, you know, healthier. Not to the degree that you all have to be ripped and jacked and that as a fucking 9-year-old and up to 16 or whatever, but, you know, just understanding, right, this is why we want you to be physically active because we want this, this, and this in your projective life, getting older, so you can live a healthy life and whatever. Then instead of just the way that Jamie Oliver went about it, fucking ban chicken nuggets from schools. Fucking kids need the chicken nuggets. Everyone, I want my chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Fucking, there's nothing wrong with that. I know you can't even send your kids in with fucking chocolate bars now, can you? But,
I have no idea, mate. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But that's a problem, though.
Yeah. Like, you have to... I thought there was a button on there.
No, we haven't got all the gear yet, mate.
Just the ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah, so essentially with the snack has to be like, you know, like apple slices and stuff. I can't give them fucking chocolate bars. What? Which is stupid. Like, if I'm sending my kids to school, like, just keep, I should be able to give them what I want.
Yeah.
So yeah, just, I don't know. We're going to learn more about it as we, advance on in the parenting life anyway, but yeah, life lessons, proper lessons, they're fucking, they should be done. Yeah. So that is, I say, I'd like to look at that new world order. That's why I wanted to get that one in. There is more. There's a fucking juicy confession, but we've run out of time.
Mm-mm.
We've breached that hour mark. And I say, I've got a gay British to get to. So
can't wait to get there, man. I know that.
I'm going to be supping on all them points.
Never all things going down your mouth this weekend.
Few cocktails.
Yeah.
I'm a happily married heterosexual male, and fuck Sam Smith.
Yeah.
We will not see you next week. If I can do like a fucking walking with JD or something, then I will do. I need to check out my new headsets and stuff that the wife doesn't know that I know she's got me, even though because I needed new headphones and stuff, and I sent her the ones that I wanted, and then, because it was an Amazon link, and then the next day, they've come, and they were fucking, you know, gift wrapped and that, so I know what they are, plus because it's the same headset that I'd already had, and I know what the box was fucking like and that. So, yeah, I need to check them and the new other headphones and that. Check the recording quality. And as long as I remember to take the laptop and that as well. So if I can get a little walk with JD done, I will do. Possibly with the new phone and that as well. Try and get some new AI-generated images and videos and that for all you conspiracy theorists out there. JD wasn't really in a gay village. Not even on holiday.
Yeah.
It's AI. Yeah. Well, he's a cock in his mouth.
Hello, AI. <now. laughs>
So, yeah, we'll try and get something out next week. And not a cock out my ass, but not getting in. So, yeah, We'll catch you later next week, if not the week after, back to hopefully a normal listening schedule for all you lovely people. But as always, thanks. Like, share, download. Send your messages in, as always. We'll get straight on to them next week with the ones that we have missed, the confessions and everything else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, James, try not to cry too much. And we shall see you later. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.